did, yeah. He told me, he let me know that too. That's the part that wasn't good. He said, you know, brother, he said, you was telling me, I was talking to him in confidence, you see. And he come back and said, I could have got all your candy, but I didn't have the heart to take it. Thank you, brother. Lucifer was raising himself up. He started out praising God, but it felt so good that he started praising himself. Because praising even God can feel good. I mean, anybody can praise God and feel good. But then he started praising, if I will ascend, you know, this feels pretty good. I'm going to be like God. I'm going to be a most of those. And it become his downfall. And we have to be careful that we have raised a generation that loves the praise and the worship, but they don't like the prayer. They don't like the prayer. They like the praise, they like the worship, but they don't like the prayer. Whereas when you pray, Brother Gidrose, you never get mixed up as to who should get the glory. You understand that? You will never get mixed up who gets the glory. When you praise and worship, sometimes you get look at me. But when you're praying, it should never be look at me, lest you be like the Pharisees standing at the corner. We have to realize prayer is a humility thing, and you never get mixed up as to who should be getting the glory. Because prayer simply is saying, I have a need. I'm lacking something. God, I can't do this on my own. That's where prayer changes things. Praise never changed anything. Now, I'm not against praise. We have to balance this thing out so that if it's all praise, then guess what? We don't pray. But if it's all pray, then we don't praise. We've got to balance these things out. Are you with me this morning in serving God? Hallelujah. The reason people don't pray. Is there a phone back there by any chance? You know, the receiver, just a receiver. Go get me one, brother, real quick. Go get me a phone. Disconnect it. Just the handle if we got one. Because I want to tell you there's a reason why people don't pray. They don't pray. Back to my text scripture, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Do you have that confidence this morning? That when you pray, he heard me. There's nothing more distracting than me to talk to you and you act like you don't hear me. Does he do that to you too? This is what I want right here. Huh? And before long, you say, I heard you. Well, then answer me if you heard me. Well, you here, talk to the Lord a little while, tell him whatever you need. When you get through talking to the Lord, pass it to her. We'll just pass this on around. I want you to go ahead when you get through. When you get through, not hurt, no hurry. When you get through, just give it to her. I want you to talk to the Lord a little bit. There's nothing more irritating than to feel like I've had something to say and you aren't listening. Writer Hebrews says, I have this confidence that whatsoever I ask him, he heareth me. Now, if I know you heard me, you don't have to respond immediately. You don't even have to respond until you get ready to respond. But I just need to know. I just got to know that you heard me. Did you? I used to tell my kids that. You know, you get loud. Did you hear me? And he said, I have this confidence that he heard me. Y'all keep talking to the Lord, passing it on around. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we can have it. Does that mean you got to keep beating his door down? God, did you hear me? Did you hear me? No, he said, I got this confidence that I know he heard me. Now, we've heard this story. I want to read you a little bit of this morning. We've heard the story about Daniel and how he heard him the first time, but we've missed why he heard him the first time. We've missed it. Let's go to Daniel 10 and 2. And in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. That I count that as 21 days. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all. 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. I didn't do anything that I wanted to do. I was subjecting myself to prayer, to mourning, to the task that was set before me. 9th verse. An angel comes to meet him, and he threw himself down upon the ground. Yet heard I the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. Can you get the picture of a man laying face down, just flat out on the ground? And behold, a hand touched me and set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. He's beginning to get up. His palms are down and he's on his knees. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee and stand upright. He's moving him from this laying out position to becoming upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood, but I was still trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not. Fear not. For from the first day thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. You see what we missed here? And I am come for thy words. But the prince of the king of Persia withstood me. Another spirit was withstanding me. And 1 in 21 days. How long was Daniel's fast? 21 days. But lo, Michael, that's that archangel, that warrior, one of the chief princes came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. And so I want to talk here on this scripture, this setting, that people lack confidence that God hears them because they have not set their heart. You see, we've often said, hey, Daniel, the first time he prayed, so that's for me. I'm just going to, the first time I prayed, the Lord heard me, I'm just going to leave it. No, if you don't set your heart, set your heart. Fix your heart. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to withdraw myself from the world and the things of the world. I'm going to commit myself. And he chastened himself. Do you know what chastening yourself is? Discipline. I'm going to discipline. I'm going to call a fast. And he began to fast. We call it the Daniel's fast. And people, probably some of you, how many ever done the Daniel's fast? A lot of y'all have. And they'll do this Daniel's fast to show their commitment unto God. And they have set their heart toward God. And now that you set, when he said, when I saw that you set your heart toward me, then I heard you the first time you prayed. Keep talking to the Lord. Just pass that around. Just get somebody else. People lack confidence in God's ability to hear them. Now, he let Daniel know, I heard you the first time you set your heart to do this thing. He didn't have to pray it no more. But he didn't know that. I said he didn't know that. And he said, I was on my way. On the first day, I was on my way. And I met an evil spirit along the way. The king of Persia resisted me. And he said, I was stalled. I was delayed. And then Michael, the archangel, came. And boy, he let him have it. And then I was released to come to you. I was on my way to answer. I'm here to tell somebody your answer's already on the way. It's already on the way. He said, I was delayed, but I was not denied. Hallelujah. It's like sitting around waiting for UPS to bring your package. When are they going to get here? When are they going to get here? And so he said, I want you to know that the first time you prayed it, I heard you. only because he had set his heart toward God. And I'm going to close with this, these last few thoughts. The only people that you ever have confidence in are the ones you stay connected to. Where's my phone? Where's my phone? Did you talk to the Lord? Go ahead, talk to the Lord. Tell him all about it. Tell him what you need. Tell him what you're getting your daddy for Christmas. I don't know how long it took to pass this around, but the reason we don't talk to God any longer than we do is because we feel like we're not connected. That's why we don't talk to God. You give me somebody I'm connected to and we can talk. We can talk. I better let you go. You know, oh, it's been an hour already. But when you don't feel connected, 5 minutes is a long time. You say something. Oh, no, you say something. Oh, Lord, bless my four and no more. Yeah. We don't feel connected. I have this confidence. Lord, save my children. Yes, Lord, help me with this church to preach the gospel to them without fear and without favor. Lord, send somebody to me to teach a Bible study. Equip me with my insecurities, Lord. Help me in my weaknesses, God. Lord, help strengthen me, Lord. I'm asking you, God, come and deliver me from the things that bind me and all of my weaknesses, God. And oh, I could just go on and on because I'm starting to weep because I'm so connected. I'm not playing games. I'm connected to him. I have this confidence. Lord, don't let Ariel be lost. It's my grandbaby now. Lord, grandpa lived a good life. Grandma, her great-grandma and grandpa and her daddy and mama, I dedicated her to you, God, right here. Help Mark, equip Melanie to raise that little girl to love you and live for you. Help them, Lord. Give them what they need so they can train this girl up in the way that she should go. So when she's old, I'm connected. I don't run out of things to say. But people that don't pray are not connected. Oh, we can praise, but pray shows your lack of connection with God. Is this okay this morning? That's all right. I would clap my hands to you, Lord. Adam was so connected to God. I often read that scripture perhaps wrong. God's helping me realize a lot of things I think that were I just took for granted. I used to say that the Lord visited Adam in the cool of the evening every day. That's not what it says. That's not what it says. It was after he sinned that the voice of the Lord came walking in the cool of the day. How about the cool of your day? His voice started walking. AT&T said, let your fingers do the walking. But God's voice got restless and started walking. Adam, we're not connected. Where art thou, Adam? Oh, Adam, is that, what are you doing back there? Lord, I got disconnected. You remember you told us in the day we eat of this, we would surely die? I didn't know it'd break our connection like that. Sin breaks your connection with God. And you have a hard time praying with sin in your life so that you first prayer, a person needs to pray, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. You'll never have the right connection with God with sin in your life. You've got to get rid of the sin. And so when Adam sinned, it broke that connection with God. And it wasn't his physical death that happened. He said, in the day you eat it, you shall surely die. And here he is still walking around. 900 years later is when he died. But the day he ate of it, his spiritual connection with God was gone. As they come to the piano tonight, I'd like for them, or this morning, I'd like for them to sing Anointing. When Adam and Eve partook of that forbidden fruit, their relationship with God, the confidence was broken. I can't trust you anymore, Adam. Eve, can't trust you anymore. I'm going to have to let you go. And he put them outside the garden because he couldn't trust them anymore. I thank God that our God is not a God of a second chance in the night. He's the God of another chance and another chance. Everybody needs a chance, right? But I'm here to tell you, everybody needs another chance. Everybody needs another chance. I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning. Where would you be if God hadn't given you another chance? Would you stand this morning? Some of you have so much to lose in life if you don't give it another chance. It may not be perfect, but it can work. It may never be the same. But it can work. I wish this morning the whole church just come. Quickly come. Find you a place. Find you a place. Hallelujah. Anointing. Fall. It is the anointing, my brothers and sisters, that breaks the yoke of bondage. Pray.